Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday, everybody. A few minutes past 6 p.m. DGS. Still time to get your tickets to Whiskey, Wine, Dine. It's next Thursday at Tompkins by the Rack House down on Main Street. Starts at 5:30. Me and Mark Cox are going to be there. I think it's an hour for the VIP people, and then the general admission after that. So go to 971talk.com/event. It's pretty much all the wine and whiskey and bourbon. You care to drink, do it safely, obviously, and all the food that you can eat. I don't care how safe you are with that. Just go nuts. What else?
Man,
you're laid back. You had nothing in front of you.
It's all up here, Glove. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I don't think we have any other events coming up that are particularly pressing. So.
Well, good.
Good. Then we're free to do whatever
you
we want.
You said what else? And I'm telling you, I think that's the big event on the calendar.
I mean, just talk, anybody.
You know what we never talked about that we started to, and I changed the subject?
The Trump cheerleader thing.
The Trump cheerleader thing.
I have no idea what this
is. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So a bunch of cheerleaders. Was it in Texas, Rach?
I think so.
I think it was at a football game. They were facing, it's a predominantly white school facing a predominantly black school, brought out a big banner at the game that said, make America great again, or make football great again, or something like that. Trump 2020. I mean, a big banner, not like one kid snuck it in. They clearly spent a whole lot of time making it. And I flip tested that, and I was like, these kids need to be punished. Because if that was the opposite, I'd be like, what? Why are you bringing politics into this? Even though I'm a Trump guy, I'm like, this is not acceptable for a high school football game. When there might be perceived racism in it, I don't know if they intended that at all, but that's, of course, what the narrative became. Even if they didn't intend it, why are you bringing your politics into a high school football game? I don't get it.
So if a few years ago, or even now, a predominantly black school came out with a yay Obama, you think that would have set off
same thing
conservatives?
I mean, I would have been like, why are you bringing that into a football game in 2010 or whatever? Mm-hmm. This has no place here. Why is this a forum for that? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, flip tested today, and I thought the same thing. Of course, my reaction as a conservative isn't as like, oh, you know, because I see, oh, Trump, I like that they support Trump, but
I still think it's inappropriate.
Completely inappropriate. And that's the kind of stuff that I wish people would think about beforehand that, A, if you're facing a predominantly black school, even if you're not intending it to be a racist statement, the narrative's going to be that you're racist. Like, well, you need to think about that ahead of time.
Yeah, their sign said MAGA, and I think it said Trump 2020, which Trump 2020 isn't racist, but a lot of people have painted the entire MAGA narrative to be like, well, if you wear that hat, it's as good as wearing a hood with the Ku Klux Klan, which is stupid.
I
kind of couldn't disagree with more, and it kind of underplays the Ku Klux Klan a little bit, but you know what I mean. Ryan's absolutely right, in my opinion. Just, I always think it's tacky whenever children are involved with this too, because it's like, can half of you even vote for Trump in 2020? Probably not. So you're probably just parroting what you hear at home or what you think your teachers want you to believe. You probably don't have a legitimate political opinion at this time, the average high schooler. Maybe I'm wrong, but when I was in high school, I remember the election of 2008, paying attention and being into it, but also not knowing what I was talking about at the same time.
Well, to me, it's not, I get both of your points, but it's not so much specific to this, or MAGA could be construed as racist or something. It's sad to me that politics in any way, shape, or form would make its way into a high school football game.
That's what I'm saying, too.
If it's a high school speech class, okay. If it's a high school civics class or a history class, fair game. High school kids are old enough to form opinions and debate. That's great. But it's just dumb and sad. I'll never forget one time, a long, long time ago, way, way, way early in my career, meeting a guy, and he had his 7-year-old son with him. And this guy wasn't obviously Trump back then, but he was super, super conservative. And he goes, "You want to meet the most conservative 7-year-old on the planet?" And this kid, I felt terrible because this kid was just like, "I love Reagan and trickle down economics." And he's literally in first grade. And it just, and the guy was weird.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you shouldn't teach your kids values, or you shouldn't, you know, if your kid's 7 years old and he's a savant and he wants to understand politics, I'm just saying, like, man, let him play horsey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
let them all play horsey.
Give them some time, man.
Get those cheerleaders playing horsey. Who cares? No, I'm with you. At any time a child is seven, even if they have a genius political mind, there's no way they care that much. There's just no way. They don't have a job. They can't vote. They can't affect any real change. Like, that's kind of the point of voting, is like, I can make a difference here. Well, you're seven. You're supposed to be finger painting and watching whatever 7-year-olds watch. Just chill out and be a kid.
Maybe I'm a really bad parent, but last year when Phoebe was 13, we were talking, and I think the television was on, and I said, "So, what do you think about this whole Trump thing and just, you know, politics in general?"
So, Syria, Phoebe, go.
And she goes, "I don't know. I don't think about it much." And I'm like, "Great.
Good."
Yeah, she shouldn't.
Perfect.
Because she's 14 years old.
Yeah, but a lot of people out there right now are either thinking, saying, or tweeting, "You are a bad parent, Dave, because if you don't get to your kids, the liberals will get to them and you'll be indoctrinated."
And vice versa, too. What's the girl from The Princess Diaries? What's her name?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. She was in a movie about 2010, probably about 10 years ago, that was a fantasy movie.
Ella Enchanted.
Yes. Do you know where I'm going with this?
I've read the book, but I don't know where you're going with this story.
Ella Enchanted. Don't ask me why I watched it, because I didn't have kids at the time. Why am I watching this movie?
It's probably on Disney Channel while you were watching it, ironically.
Don't ask me why I went to the theater the first night it was on.
But I'm watching this movie. Maybe my wife wanted to. I have no idea. But I'm watching the movie, and it was all about teaching kids, because it was aimed at kids, probably like tween age. And it was aimed at them trying to get them more socially involved in social justice issues through a fantasy movie aimed at tween girls. Hmm. And I'm like, this is so gross, because they're watching it and thinking, well, yeah, that is responsible. Anne Hathaway's beautiful and it's all this fairy stuff. So it was very captivating that the values being preached through it would have been, well, yeah, I like that then. You know, this is a great way to preach to me as a 12-year-old girl.
What do you think, though? What was the overall message they were trying to get girls to? Because I remember the book, the point of the book is, I think she has to do anything you tell her to do. So anytime you make a demand, Ella Enchanted, against her own free will, carries it out.
Is she like a fairy godmother or something?
No, she's been cursed.
Oh.
And then by the end, she learns to overcome.
Really?
I think so.
Don't ruin it.
I thought maybe she died a terrible death.
I think that's Ella Enchanted. I don't know. Sorry if I'm spreading fake
news. I think
news.
You're thinking of Godfather.
Yeah. Number three.
Mm. And then his daughter gets shot on the stairs. And he wonders why he ever went down this road.
And Ella Enchanted takes over the family business, which she's not sure if she wants it to be cocaine, but there's a lot of money in it.
Well, anyway, back to the whole, like, you should have gotten to Phoebe, Dave, because the liberals will get to her first. I have bad news. Your child can change their mind about anything at any time. You can obviously teach them morals and values, and that is on you as a parent. But politically, I think kids will figure out whatever they want to figure out. You know, like, I was extremely conservative in high school, then I was pretty liberal, now I've reached what I believe to be a very happy medium, because I've had different life experiences that shape the way that I see politics. Well, people are gonna make their own choices throughout their life.
For example, I'm an agnostic. Phoebe's mother is a Catholic. Phoebe has gone to Catholic school since kindergarten. She takes it very seriously. She believes devoutly. She knows that her dad believes differently. And I've never one single time said anything to the slightest degree of, you know, it's pretty stupid what you believe, or one of these days you're going to... No, not at all. It was more important to her mother that she get a Catholic education than it was to me that she not. And I think she's had a great education. I don't mind in the least that she believes in Jesus and Mother Mary, because, like Rach said, she may get to be 25 or 30 years old and change her mind, or she may die a devout Catholic. It's her life. I don't feel a need to mold it that aggressively.
And some of the most conservative grown-ups I know have the most liberal children.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like you can stave it off. Your kids are going to be who your kids are going to be. It kind of doesn't matter what you pound into their head. I believe when it comes to politics, they're going to make their own decisions.
Well, it's like, you know, Nick's mom is very liberal. And when he was in high school, I don't know, he could have been faking it. But, both he and Jen, his mom, and I thought that he was pretty moderate as high school kids go. And then he went to Mizzou and he came out very, very liberal. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, it's not like... I didn't think of Mizzou as being like... You know, Brown University.
Yeah.
It was just Mizzou. It's like where you go if you're not going to go somewhere else. And everyone there was super liberal, and his professors were, and he adopted it. And now he's a grown man who will be 25 years old in January, and maybe he'll evolve, and maybe he won't. But it's some, you know, I think that we talk about raising kids a lot. And I do think you have to let your kids know what your values are, and you have to teach them, quote unquote, right from wrong. But then you're kind of fooling yourself, and I think hurting yourself and your kids if you think you can really, really mold them exactly the way you want them to be.
Yeah, like you're going to put the walls up and they're going to stay in there because I said so.
By far the craziest people I've known, girls and boys, came from very restrictive backgrounds.
Yeah.
Nuts in college.
Seems like a walk the walk, talk the talk kind of thing, where if, regardless of whether you're hard left or hard right or in the middle, that if you raise your kids with sort of an agenda that's beyond I love you, that they're going to see through that.
Eventually.
And they're going to see that, well, I don't necessarily love everything that they preach, so I'm going to look for it for myself. I mean, everybody's going to do that. But if you're raised in a household that really says, I love you and I care about you, you may not be the most important thing in the world, but you're my son or you're my daughter and I care, then all the values kind of follow after that.
Yeah, you're so right. I think that when people act out, sometimes people are just rebellious, but in general, when you're searching, it's because you feel like you're not cared about.
A little bit of a related story. Did you guys see the story about Megan Fox and her son who wears dresses?
I saw she was on TV. I didn't see why.
So Megan Fox has a six-year-old son who is super into fashion, and I don't believe he or she is saying that he's transgender, but he's super into fashion, and he likes to wear dresses to school. So he's six, that'd be kindergarten, I guess, or maybe first grade at the most, and she's very upset because the kids are making fun of him. And I think it's sad anytime a kid is made fun of for anything. I'm very open-minded about sexuality and gender and all that kind of stuff. But I'm also very realistic. If a boy wears a dress to first grade, guess what's going to happen?
He's going to get made fun of.
And that's six-year-olds aren't woke. And so it's just a matter of whether, you know, what does the teacher say? You know, do you want to go to a special school? How do you explain it? All that kind of stuff. But I think that gasping and clutching your pearls and acting like these little kids are monsters, it's like, let's not deny reality.
They're not making fun of him because he might be fluid or because... They're not making fun of him for who he is. They're making fun of him because they're not used to seeing a little boy in a dress.
Yeah.
That's all it is. They're not.
They're not thinking
prejudice.
Yeah, they're not thinking like, oh my God, look
let's
at
not the, demonize the entire class, but let's not demonize the kid wearing the dress either.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, they're little kids.
Yeah. If I had a son and he was that age and wanted to do that, I would say, I would be like, honey, you can wear what you want to wear, but you need to know that they might say something to you.
And that was kind of the point of the article was, I'm so proud of him. He's so brave. He went a couple of weeks without wearing a dress, and then he wore a dress again. Okay. But the slightest suggestion that six-year-olds are bigoted monsters is just like, they are, but that's who every six-year-old is.
You're just looking
for a reason to laugh at somebody.
Yeah, beyond the kids, you know, the question that us as adults have to answer is, do we want to bend society around that kid, or do we want that kid to bend to society? Because one of those two things has to happen. We can't find, there's no middle ground. Either he's going to get made fun of and change his mind, or everybody else has to stop making fun of him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah, but I'm not sure I agree, because I understand the concept of bending society around him, but I'm not sure that the other way is true, because...
Well, he can get thick skin, too.
Yeah, it's more like what Rach said, that whether you're a little boy that likes wearing dresses, or you really think you are transgender at that age, that you're going to have consequences. And those consequences may be painful, they may not be fair, they may not be right, but... if you go into your life 6 years old or 60, thinking there's not going to be consequences and expecting the world to conform, you know, and applaud you at every step, you're going to be very disappointed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.